episode 108 already?
It's time for a bonus pod, bitches.
Damn.
Welcome to the Fat to Fit or Else podcast.
Yeah.
Where we talk about fitness, food, motivation, and general angry rants from the fat man himself.
Who you
Stretch
call
Roberts.
Fat?
So get ready for all of the
me?
Above with a side of bacon.
You call me
Here
fat?
Here is your host, Stretch.
You are a mofo, Mr. Fancy British Accent Man, Mr. Announcer Boy. I am Stretch. I am not fat. I am big boned, I'll have you know. Just because I wore husky tough skins when I was a kid doesn't mean I was fat. No, does not. You're old if you remember tough skins. You buy them because the knees wouldn't burn out on them. Because our parents would buy us school clothes, and literally by October from crawling. Remember, we didn't have video games initially. We crawled around on the ground pushing Hot Wheels and stupid little toys like that, and we would blow the knees out of our jeans. So they came out with tough skins because they had reinforced knees and they were harder to blow the knees out. We still did, but they said they were harder to blow the knees out. Tough skins. I think they were only available at Sears, where America shops. Now, nobody shops because they think it's out of business. Pretty sure Sears is gone. Are there any left? None that I know of. They're big. Right next to my work, there was a huge, distribution center for Sears. And it was sitting empty. When I started there, it was already empty. And then by the second year I was there, it had got bought, smashed, and turned into something else. But Sears is gone. Gone. Welcome to the end of the week. Hope you had a good week. I have not come up with a punishment yet. Here's what I'll do. I'll let you guys come up with some, and then I'll take the one that I like. So hit me up on the Instagram, fat to fit or else. You can hit me up there. I guess Facebook too. I just don't check Facebook. I feel bad. In fact, it's funny. Facebook is BS. Granted, Instagram is Facebook, but on Instagram, somebody sends you a message, you check your messages. Well, on Facebook, they wanted to steal more information from you, so they came up with that stupid Facebook Messenger or whatever it is, and it's a separate app, and it really, really spies on you. I begrudgingly put it on my phone because I had to contact someone, and the only way I had to get a hold of them was through Facebook, and you can't send a message on Facebook outside of a comment on a post without that. But I never, maybe once a month, I will go on there and check messages if you hit me on Facebook. I am not going to lie. I will try to get over there this week, though, and see if anyone leaves a comment about what we should do for the punishment for failing the challenge. Last week, I did not even do a challenge. This week, I've enjoyed myself. I am taking it easy. I am also trying to save my dog again. You thought rescuing him once and saving him from the pound was one, but now my wife has it in for him and wants to get rid of him. And I'm battling that at home. And that's stressful. Because here's the problem. I work a lot. Just my one job is a lot. I can't believe I had this job along with two other ones for 3 effing years. Oh my God. Because this job literally takes 12 hours a day of my life. To get up, get dressed, get in the car, go to work. By the time I get home, it's been 12 hours. And then I have time to do my couple podcasts I have. And I even do those every day. Every other day I might do one. This one I only do twice a week. And it's only a half hour. And then I walk my dog, pick up dog poop, clean up all the messes because my dog is a dick. Ice is... I'm thinking of changing his name to Mofo because that's what he is. What's weird is he is a really good dog when I'm home. He's a really good dog. He's the best thing about him is he is absolutely affectionate. He is a love bug and he is absolutely grateful. You could tell that we saved him from the pound, or I saved him from the pound. My wife had nothing to do with that. So he is just happy, and he's a little spassy. He'll jump on you. He acts like a puppy. Remember, we've gone over this. But anyhow, he's a chewer and he's chewing shit up. And he has taken to just knocking over planters. And my wife has about 900 of them around our deck and backyard. And they're all filled with stupid plants that she has. She's big into plants. And I'm not exaggerating. There's about 900 of them in my backyard. And he knocks them over, breaks them, pulls a plant out, and chews up the plant. Succulents. That's the plant. It's the California low water plant. And she's really getting sick of it. Plus, it's getting expensive. And then he chews up the deck and he chews up any toy you leave. He shreds the pieces. But I'm fine with that. I have no problem coming home every day and picking up a mess of chewed up toys. Like, those are his toys, or, you know, their toys, the dogs. And if he shreds them, he shreds them. But better than shredding a bed or the deck or a plant or a planter or anything else he can shred. And he, boy, does he shred. He shreds random things. Barbecue tools, anything. And barbecue tools are metal. He just chews, like, the grip off of them or whatever. He's just a dick. And I get it. Hopefully he grows out of it. In order to try and save him, I did get a training session book for this weekend, and I will get to that. So that is coming up. Back to Facebook. I got a bunch of people hitting me up for a Power 106 reunion. Remember, in my radio days, 1987, straight out of high school, in college, I was in community college, Pasadena City College in 1987, and I got an internship at Power 106 and started working at Power 106 in 1987 as an 18-year-old dude. And now they're having a reunion and they're trying to get everyone together. And I'm like, yeah, no, pass. Pasadena. People don't remember this. At the heyday of, it was probably Jamie and Danny. I don't even think it was Jamie, Jack, and Stinch then. When my, what year high school reunion that was? That had to be 20-year reunion at that point. Everyone wanted us to do, or 10-year reunion. Maybe it was the 10-year reunion because I was at that show for a long time. Yeah, that might have been the 10-year reunion. And for high school, and my friends from high school who I don't see anymore, but that doesn't mean they're not my friends. Guys are like that. I could not see you for 5 years and you're still my friend. But they were like, come. And it would have been cool, but I don't do reunions. Anyone I want to be friends with from radio, I still talk to. Jack, I talk to Jack. My stupid friend Chuck, I talk to way too much. Apple, Rocky, those are my friends from radio. I have my friends of John and Jeff, my friend Alma. Those are people I talk to all the time. All the time. Go out, do things with them, see them. I mean, Apple and Rocky live on the East Coast, so I don't see them as much, but I talk to them and stay in touch with them. My best friend Joey, radio friend. Joey's in Florida. I talk to Joey about once a week. There's just the people that I'm still friends with from radio, I'm still friends with, and I still talk to. So I don't like to go to reunions. And people are like, come. And I'm like, no, I'm going out of town. Shut up. Got to take my dog to school. Got to get my dog trained. So that is what is happening. Speaking of dogs, one quick dog story before we start. I had a rough day today at work. I unloaded on a dude, like, to the point of I was screaming at this man. And I think he thought I was going to kill him because I was thinking about beating the crap out of him because he was, and for nothing else other than he was the dumbest person I've ever met. Like, there are rules, and I'm the enforcer of the rules at my work when you come onto our property. And I tell you, do this, and I give you very specific instructions. And a lot of people are stupid and screw up those instructions. So I come out and I tell them, hey, I told you, blah, 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 do this. And then they usually get the hint because I'm not nice when I come out and retell you the instructions. But when it happens like a third time and a fourth time, my head explodes and I go ballistic. And that happened today at work. So I was on edge all day after that. In fact, I banned that driver from our property forever. Ever. Like, if I see that guy on our property again, I will cuff him up, remove him from the property, and tell him he's trespassing. And if he steps foot back on the property, I will arrest him for trespassing. And then I will call the police and have him arrested. I'm done with that dude. That dude is banned from our property because he's that stupid. 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 And anyway, I lost my mind on that. So tonight, and you guys know how I feel about dog people. I don't want my dog to be friends with your dog. I'm dreading going to dog class, even though I have a private training session. It's at a dog training place, and there's going to be a bunch of dog dicks there. There's dog dicks. And dog dicks think, because your dog is outside, that it's time to socialize. I'm like, no, I'm here to exercise, not socialize. Get the F away from me and my dog. I don't want to be friends with you. I don't want to know you. And my dog doesn't want to play with your dog. My dog's a dick like me. Dogs take on the attitude of their owner. I'm a dick. My dog's a dick. Both my dogs are dicks. So, here's what happened. I'm walking tonight, and it's just ice. I did not bring the shepherd because she is, and I thank God I didn't have her as I was doing this because my wife is, once again, I'm feeling good. I don't want to work. So, it's just me walking the two dogs. And tonight I said, you know what? I'm leaving your dog, which is the female shepherd, who's the aggressive one. I'm leaving her here, and I'm just walking my dog, who you want to get rid of because you're a dick. And so I walk my dog, who is a different dog when it's just him. When it's the two of them, they both are agitated on edge. So we're walking, and I see this boy. And I say boy, seventh grade, maybe, eighth grade, sixth grade, somewhere in there, junior high school age boy. And he's walking two little dogs, and he has them on the leash, and they are dragging him. And I'm not exaggerating. Like, my two big dogs, my shepherd and Ice, they couldn't drag me. Granted, I'm a large-ass man, but there's no way those dogs should. This kid is not in control of these two little dogs. They're yappy little dogs. And they also don't have, my dogs both have pinch collars on when we walk, so we could have some control in the event of them getting aggressive. And both of these dogs had harnesses on. So they were just pulling this kid. And the second they see us, they start barking, going crazy. I immediately switch the leash to my other hand. So I'm between Ice and those two dogs. They're on the other side of the street. And I'm doing what you're supposed to do in dog world. And that is distract your dog. Because I don't want my dog to get freaked. These dogs are freaking out. And I'm looking down at him, and I'm trying to get his attention. I always have treats in my pocket, positive reward crap, and I'm distracting him, and he sees me reach in my pocket, so he knows I'm getting a treat, and he's really excited. And then all of a sudden, I notice the barking is right in front of me, and this little dick kid has now brought those two dogs over to Ice, and they are not barking and wagging their tails. They're barking, snapping, and lunging at him. And I turn around, and I immediately want to, my first instinct is to swear at people. I'm a swearer, and I swear at people, and I call you names. Typically is what happens in a situation like that. And if that would have been an adult, that would have been exactly what happened. And I see him, and I started to swear, and I stopped myself, and I said, "What are you doing? Get away from here. Don't bring your dogs over here." And then this little boy, he's a child. I'm not going to do an impression of him. But this little boy had a very distinct speaking pattern. And he said, "Oh, they're just really excited to see him." I went, "Oh, God." And I said, "My dog's not nice. And he's going to kick their ass if they keep lunging at him." And then this kid, once again, because when I come at someone rude and direct, and I didn't swear at him, didn't call him names. I was proud of myself. But he couldn't pull these two little dogs back. So now I'm stuck because he's got a little dog on the left, little dog on the right. They're snapping and snarling and lunging at Ice. And Ice is about 90 pounds. He's not a little dog. And he's now like trying to pull. He's pulling towards them. Because he's like, "Oh, let's fight." These guys will fight. They don't know I'm straight out of prison. And I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know that dog well enough to know what he's going to do. He's typically cool with other dogs, but I'm not taking that chance. So I don't want him playing with someone's dog. And he's never been around yappy little dogs. I have a pug, but my pug is blind and doesn't do anything. It just walks around and lays down and chills. My pug is mellow. So I'm like, "Crap, is he going to see these things as prey? I know he likes to chase rabbits. They're like the size of rabbits. Like, what's happening?" And the little kid is freaking out, and he can't move the dogs. He literally is stuck. "Oh, bad dog. And he's yanking the leashes, and the dogs are doing nothing. And finally, I have to pull my dog up onto his hind legs by the neck. So I'm pulling and he has a pinch collar on, and I'm pulling him so hard, he comes up onto his hind legs so that I have complete control of him, because he's now only on the back legs, and he didn't do anything wrong. He was doing nothing wrong. And I had to pull him up onto a lawn to get away from this stupid-ass little kid with two yappy-ass little bitch dogs that he was like, it's okay, they just are really excited to meet him. I'm going to punch you in your little freaking bitch face. God, I hate people. Do not ever, please, and teach your children, do not ever assume that anyone's dog is nice. And Ice has done, there's one thing Ice has done a couple of times when I've had him out on walks and stuff. People have come over and said, hey, is he nice? And I'm like, I don't know. He's freshly rescued. He's let people pet him twice and then lunged at their face, barking and snapping, like trying to tear their throat out. And he's done that to humans twice, but was wagging his tail and let them literally come up and pet him before he went into that like psycho attack mode. So I don't know what the F that is. I've never seen a dog do that before. And I'm like, whoa. So now I just don't trust him, and I don't let him around people or dogs when we're out walking. Yet so many people, oh, it's playtime. I'm like, I cross the street to get away from you, MF-er. What is wrong with you? I hate white people. I do. I hate white people. White people are stupid. You know where that didn't happen? That didn't happen in Downey. But then again, everybody in Downey was walking a pit bull, including me. I had a pit bull when I lived in Downey. His name was Goliath. He was the greatest. And guess what? Goliath would whoop your ass if I told him to. And nobody came up to Goliath and was like, hey, let's play. It's exciting time. Oh. No. There's also not a lot of white people in Downey. White people are stupid. I'm sorry, white people. I can say that because I'm white. And I live in a stupid, rich, white person neighborhood. Man. Insanity. My God. People got to pull their heads out their asses. I don't do well with stupid. I don't do well with stupid. Then I come home tonight and my freezer had defrosted completely because an idiot that lives in my house had always uses ice packs for their face for whatever reason, like they're beaten or something, and then didn't just close the, let the freezer door close on it, and the freezer door was open for God knows how long, and everything in it freaking messed up. I hate stupid. I can't do stupid. I gotta blow a gasket. I swear to God, I'm gonna lose my mind. I just want to walk my dog, get my exercise in, not be so fat, maybe get a little healthier. That's it. And I'm not getting healthier when I'm having freaking strokes and blown gaskets. My blood pressure's through the roof because I can't handle stupid. God's challenging me.
I know it.
And I'm failing. It's like, I want to see if you're a better person. No, I'm not. I'm still an a-hole. I'm trying, but I'm still an a-hole. All right, I have a few good stories, and I don't have a lot of time to get to them. So let me get into those right now. Right niggity now. Let's do it. Here we go. Oh, what happened? No, what happened? Oh, there it is. All right. Here is one. If you are going to the gym, a lot of people have gym anxiety. A lot of people in general, and I've talked about this ad nauseum here, anxiety is a real thing. And a lot of people have gym anxiety where, like, I don't really want to go to the gym because you're self-conscious is what it is. You're insecure. Not everyone is a strapping specimen of a man like me. I can just go to the gym with no shame and flex it off in the mirror. Remember, there's overconfidence in the gym too. I think I have all my confidence because I'm not there to hook up. I'm not trying to like make moves on anyone. I don't give a F. I'm not trying to talk to people. I'm not trying to work out with anyone. I'm not trying to make friends. I'm just there to do my thing. When I'm at the gym, I just go in and I know how to use all the machines, so I just go do my thing and get out. And here's what they say. If you have gym anxiety, and just so you know, the numbers on this are 90% of people are worried about how other people perceive them at the gym. 90%. So 9 out of 10 people you see in that gym are insecure about being in the gym. And then they say 27% of that 90 have extreme concern, the fact that they have a phrase for it called gymtimidation. Gymtimidation. Yes. And here is what they say to do if you have some anxieties about going to the gym, and you shouldn't. And I don't care if you're a big fat pig like me, have some confidence, go in there, do your thing. F everyone. Think of, you're there to get you better. You're swimming in Lake U. You're trying to put your earbuds in, tune everyone out. And I realize ladies have a whole different circumstance going to the gym. I'm full aware of that. Dudes are scum and check them out and then want to help them. And it's just, don't do that. But here's what they say. If you go after work, that's a bad thing. If you have anxiety about it, that's when it's packed. 5 to 8 p.m., it's packed. If you want to go around 10 p.m., like late at night, it's quiet and you're a little more alone at the gym. Not a bad idea if you have anxiety about being there. Going to less busy time. And then the other good idea is a very good idea, probably the best of this whole little article, and that is have a gym friend. If you have someone there, you can talk to them. You guys can work out together. And you kind of, at that point, it also allows you to just block everything out at the gym. Very good thing. And then the other one is to have a plan. When you're just kind of wandering around, you can get into like, oh no, what? I don't know how to use this machine. Oh, what is this? There's nothing available. And you freak out. Now, I would love to have a plan. I'll go in saying, I'm doing shoulders today, or I'm doing biceps and back. And then next thing I know, I can't get anywhere near weights to do either of those. And I just start potpourri-ing the bitch and kind of coming with a little of this and a little of that and just try to get some movement in and some muscle growth in. That's the hard thing when you go to like a Planet Fitness or something like that. Now, once again, not so much a problem. I also go right after work and it's the worst time to go. So you'll have that. But if you go late at night, you can have a plan and you can get in there and be like, I'm going to do bench and then I'm going to do, you know, some more, do a bunch of stuff on the bench and, you know, just work your chest, do some flies and all that stuff. So have a plan is another good one. But those are good ideas because that is a real thing. I don't have that problem, but remember, I'm a massive a-hole. I'm also just really big. So I don't ever, there's no one will intimidate me, I guess. I just go in, do my thing. I don't bother people. I'm not a jerk in there. I just like, it's like walking my dog. I'm doing me. I don't want to know you or talk to you. I'm not a dick. Like if someone comes up, I've had like older people come up to me in the gym and be like, excuse me, could you help me with this? And sometimes just grabbing a weight plate for them or something like that. And I'm always going to do that. If anyone ever asks for help, I'm very glad to help them in the gym because you want to encourage. Everyone should be positive in the gym. It should be a positive experience. So don't be a jerk to people. And ladies, I did say you have a problem in there, but there are women that have a problem at the gym that literally are in there self-absorbed thinking everyone's checking them out. And I told you guys I had a funny incident where these lesbians wanted to fight me. I was on the treadmill just walking one time and these two lesbians got on the treadmills on each side of me and they were just mad dogging me and because one got on and then the girlfriend saw she was on the treadmill next to me, so she got on the treadmill next to me and started mad dogging me, like, what, punk? Like, what, you wanna fight? You wanna fight, bitch? You looking at my girl? And I was like, No, I thought your girl was Justin Bieber. That's not attractive to me. I don't wanna fight you, lesbian. And then there's straight women that have that same attitude. They're in there and they're incredibly defensive. And I understand it to a point, but don't take yourself so seriously. Just go work out, mind your own business, and, you know, try to get in and get out and go at a quiet time and bring a friend. That's the best thing you can do. And if I was a lady, I would always want to have a friend at the gym because it would prevent people from talking to you. All right, let's get to my favorite story of the day. This story is awesome, and it comes out of Lebanon. They say a 38-year-old man had a very unusual bacterial infection. Here's what happened. He had some leftover rice for dinner, and then he went and banged it out with his wife. They say vigorous intercourse. Bang-em, 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 bang-em. So they were putting it down like champions. Well, everything seemed good, but I wouldn't be telling you the story from the annals of medicine and surgery if it didn't have a bad ending. And I said annals. I'm nine. So a few hours later, laying in bed smoking a cigarette going, bro, you bang me out. I'm so tired, bro. I'm doing a Lebanon accent. I know it's probably racist, but this is going to get worse. And then he says, you know what, bro? He calls his wife, bro. I don't feel good. What did you get me to eat, bro? This is not good. Oh, and then massive diarrhea and vomiting began. And here's the problem. And he's like, oh, you fed me bad food. You whore. You whore. You try to poison me. And then here's where it really gets crazy. He's calling her a whore because his penis started swelling up and turned red. Like swollen, massive penis. I gotta tell you, I have vigorous bang-em, bang-em, bang-em sex with my wife, and a short time later, my penis turns red. I'm like, hey, bro, you're a whore. Because that's what I'm thinking, too. You can't. What have you been doing? Something's wrong. Well, you would think that, right? This is an STD. No, it is not. He gets to the doctors, and the doctors... okay, get ready for this. The doctors, because he waited a week before he went to the doctor because he was embarrassed. When your penis gets, anything happens to your penis, you don't want to go to the doctor. That's the last thing you want to do. You're like, I'll ride this out. I'll go to the store. I'll put some Vic Salve on it or something. It'll be good. I'm fine. And that's what he was doing. And then he goes a week later to the doctor. And the doctors examined his scabbed penis. They took a swab. And, well, they found out he had a Bacillus cerularis, a bacterium found in soil vegetation and contaminated food such as reheated rice and vegetables. Now, I have heard of this before, especially with rice. It is highly, I know making fried rice, you always use leftover rice, but leftover rice is very dangerous, and I've heard this before. You can get this gnarly bacterial infection from leftover rice. They say, in fact, 63,400 cases of this illness are reported in the United States each year. The condition is known as fried rice syndrome. Why is fried rice? Because what do you do with fried rice? You take your leftover steamed rice from the other night when you had Chinese food, and then you're like, oh, I'll chop up some veggies, I'll chop up some chicken, and then I'll reheat that rice and fry it up with some soy sauce, and I got fried rice, add an egg, I'm good. Well, you're at danger of something about the rice. And that's what this was, the condition known as fried rice syndrome. Because rice that is left at room temperature can produce toxins that cause diarrhea and vomiting. Reheating does not destroy these toxins. They say the symptoms emerge within 6 to 15 hours, with most people recovering within a day or so. However, this case is very extreme. The recovery of the from the penile infection in the patient, they say, is also unusual, but that's what it was. His whole body just went into shock because of the massive bacterial infection from eating this rice. And I don't know if banging his wife out had it, you know, and if she ate the rice too, I'm assuming. They suspect he contaminated his penis with his vomit and diarrhea after sex with his wife, which caused the skin infection on his penis. So he took the penis with the germs from his diarrhea. Oh, God. Okay. The man had to abstain from sex and masturbation and apply an acid ointment to his penis 3 times a day after washing and gently patting it dry, and he was back to normal in a month. That's crazy. Isn't that crazy? Who knew fried rice? You could have fried rice. You could have fried rice penis. I got fried rice schlong. You bitch. What have you been doing? I'm sorry. That's the first thing that comes through my head. I have vigorous sex with my wife, and the next thing I know, my penis is turning red, scabbing up and swelling up. That whore did something. I know that for a fact. I didn't do anything. What did you do? What did you do? You broke my penis, bro. Hey, bro. You broke my penis, you whore. I'm sorry. I can't help myself. All right, let's go to the annals of fatness now. The Minnesota State Fair, don't you know, is not only a place where you would expect to see the fat, allegedly heterosexual governor of Minnesota, but it is the place where a new thing has come. They say in the food area that someone invented and came up with deep fried ranch, and it is what you think it is. They say the line is hundreds of people deep and people are freaking out. It's the absolute hit of the fair and everyone is talking about it. Here is what they do. They get ranch dressing and they make a pastry, and then they see a buttermilk pastry and it has cream cheese in it and a Planko shell. And then it's basically a dumpling filled with ranch dressing. So imagine a real Planko-y dumpling that's got cheese in it, filled with ranch dressing, and then they deep fry that bitch and they serve it with a side of hot honey sauce called Crybaby Craig's Hot Sauce, and people are losing their minds. I know that fat people can drink ranch. Like, if they sold ranch dressing in cups at the fair with a straw, I think people would buy it. Like, fat people, there's no shame to a fat person, especially a fat person at the fair. They're like, I gotta give myself a heart attack today. Yeah. It's what you do. It's what you go to the fair for, to eat fair food and get fat. This place is out of control. People in Minnesota love the ranch dressing, they say, and everyone that likes it. And then even chefs are going there and trying this, and they're like, all right, this is way better than we thought. So expect nothing, you know, no one has an original thought in their mind. So when someone comes up with something new, especially something fried at the fair, you can expect to see this at every fair soon. They say it did so well that after the first day at the fair, they had to go back and reorder 150% more than they had projected for the entire fair. They're like, all right, this is way more than we thought. And they are loving it. So I don't like ranch. Ranch, mayo, just most disgusting things in the world. I don't like ranch. I think they ruin food with it. But, God. Yeah, that's true. I'm looking at it, too. There's another person that says, it's like a fried ravioli tossed in Planko breadcrumbs filled with ranch. It's kind of what it looks like. Big. It's big. And people are freaking out about it. So get your fried ranch dressing on. Coming to a fair near you. Oh, boy. Sounds gross. Now, let's stay on the fatness while we're on it. This is for not just fat people in Minnesota. It's for fat people all over America and anywhere else that there might be an Olive Garden. Oh, did I say Olive Garden? Yeah, that's white trash fancy date night. Yeah, I got paid today. We're going to the Olive Garden, baby. Let's get a babysitter. We're going to the Olive Garden. We're going to get down. Olive Garden now started on Monday, and it runs through November 17th. $13.99, that's straight out of 2022 pricing. After a two-year hiatus, the Endless Pasta Bowl is back. You can enjoy a selection of various pastas, sauces, and proteins that add up to 80 different pasta abilities. Ha! Also includes unlimited soup or salad bar and the famous Olive Garden breadsticks. That's what's not to love about that? Olive Garden, not great Italian food. But, you know, we're about quantity more than quality. Let's be honest. It's America. And also, if you, this is a sidebar, and I remember talking about this around the time that my daughter was born, so 21 years ago. Apparently, if you go to Olive Garden and you get this, and you're, like, pregnant, like, very pregnant, they say it's an urban legend that Olive Garden induces labor. So, you know, people are out walking, doing everything. I had to make this kid come out. It's late. Go to Olive Garden. Get your grub on. See if that thing doesn't just shoot out of there. Maybe it's the greasiness. Maybe it's just lubed up that canal. Yeah. A little olive oil in there. Whoosh! We're good to go. A little never-ending breadstick. Got the buttery goodness, and that baby just shot out of there. But that's a thing. Look it up. I'm not making that up. And then one more thing. I know I don't ever want to make fun of mental health, being a actually trained in mental health person who worked in that mental health. I just saw this article and it stood out to me at how different our generations are. They're saying, this doctor says, if you're a millennial and the this one, you could do one thing to, you know, preserve your overall health, it would be go to therapy. And I'm like, here's what's weird. I guess I'm Gen X. I'm a Gen Xer. You couldn't make me go to therapy, even though I'm like, I get it, and I've been around it, and I've seen it, and I get the benefits of it, and I just being in, like, group sessions and stuff like that, and observing them and working around it, I've learned a lot. I learned a lot, and had the training I had. I totally get it, but I'm still of that generation. Like, I don't have a friend that's ever said to me, but, you know, we're dudes, we don't really fess up everything. I don't think I have a friend that's been in therapy. Not one. I know I've had friends whose wives forced them to go to marriage, like, counseling. My wife did that once. She regretted the crap out of it, and then she canceled it. She went to the one to go there, and she wanted to tell them, like she wanted this doctor to co-sign everything she was saying and how I needed to be fixed. How quickly those tables turned, and then we walked out, and she goes, we're never coming back here again. This person's an idiot. I'm like, all righty. I'm going to shut up now, because I ain't doing this. So, true. Very true. But so, anyhow, I don't have a friend that would go to therapy. And then I look at the older generation, like my father, not a chance in hell. But they wouldn't even go to the doctor. Like, my dad would, like, break his arm and be like, yeah, got some Windex, I'll spray it on there, it'll be fine. Like, damn. Like, those dudes were going, and I'm not saying, maybe anyone I know needs therapy more than anyone is probably my dad, but just them, and then I think that was our example, so we didn't do it. But then I look at my son. Now, remember, I have a millennial who is my son, and then I guess my daughter's Gen Z. I think both of them totally would go to it, and I'm pretty sure all of their friends go to therapy. And they, I don't know if they do or not, I'm not asking. But it's weird. It became very acceptable, which is good. Mental health is a good thing, and you should take care of it. But it was weird that was the number one thing. It wasn't like, eat a healthy diet, clean it up, go organic, work out X amount of time. That's what I would have thought. There was one thing that was going to, you know, for your overall health. It wouldn't, to me, be therapy. But this is for millennials. So if you're, you know, born the 1990s, early 2000s, you're a millennial. And my son falls in that category, and all of his friends... I'm pretty sure would be totally okay with going to therapy. And I think would even admit to their friends, like, oh, dude, I can't go out tonight, bro. I got therapy in the morning early. I got to go. Like, yeah. Chances of those words coming out of my mouth ever are slim and none. None. I didn't want to go to physical therapy. I hated that, let alone brain therapy. And like I say, I'm trained in it. I've led groups. I'm a terrible person. Oh. Wow. Yeah. So anyway, there we go. It is time for me to get out of here. Reach out to me, preferably on the Instagram. If you've got a idea for the punishment, we can still do that next week. I'm good with that. I haven't set a challenge. I'm enjoying just walking my dog and not putting the screws to myself right now. I really am. So it's just better. And my knees don't hurt anymore now that I'm not really pushing it on the walking. Remember, I'm a fat ass. I'm losing weight slowly, but like a pound a week or so. I'm not doing anything nuts. So slowly but surely, I'll get it down. I'll keep walking. Ice will keep being my dog, and I will get him to class. And when I come back next time, no, I won't. I won't have gone. Maybe it is a holiday weekend, so I will have the new show on Tuesday as opposed to Monday. And then I will have, at that point, I'll have the update on having gone to my first dog class with Ice. So I will do that. Tuesday, you can expect the new show next week instead of Monday because of the holiday. It's the end of summer. Pack it up, pack it in. It's over. Starting to get chilly at night. Here it comes. You know it's already Halloween. You go to the store, all the Halloween stuff is out. So Happy Halloween, bitches. We'll talk to you again on Tuesday. Have a great weekend. Have a great holiday. Be safe. And I'll see you then.